This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Where is the cleanest little town in the U.S.? According to at least one source, it is DeMar, Kansas. Not only have people in this community worked hard to improve the appearance and infrastructure of their town, they are preserving their history and investing in its future. It's today's Kansas Profile. Bob Morin is the source for much of this information about DeMar in northwest Kansas. He also referred us to Kalen Roberts, president of the DeMar Community Historical Foundation. Both men were born and raised at DeMar. Morin lived on a farm homesteaded by his grandfather near DeMar. He graduated from K-State and had a career in agribusiness before retiring to Manhattan, where he lives today. Roberts studied business administration at Creighton University and was an accountant in Colorado. Neither man forgot his hometown of DeMar. After tiring of urban life in the Denver area, Roberts renovated 6 downtown buildings in DeMar before moving back to the community full-time. In 2014, several families got together to form the DeMar Community Historical Foundation. Roberts is president. Retired banker Jim Dabian is treasurer. Bob Morin has been a major donor, Roberts said. The foundation has 3 main objectives, Roberts said. One is to support the community and all its institutions. The second is to preserve and document our history. And the third is to establish a visitor center, he said. We've had quite a bit of success, he said. Most families in the community are of Catholic French-Canadian descent. The French influence is so strong that DeMar is called the Acadia of the West, referencing the first French colony known as Acadia in eastern North America. The DeMar Foundation Visitor Center, a building donated by the Roberts family, is called the French Quarter. We've been able to gather lots of genealogy information and books that people have written about their families, Roberts said. St. Joseph's Catholic Church is a magnificent Romanesque structure built in 1913, with renovations and additions since. The church is the center of what's holding the community together, Morin said. People in DeMar are proud people, Morin said. It's a very clean community, he said. If there's a piece of junk unclaimed for 24 hours, it's hauled away, he said. Our mayor, Brian Newell, is really good about those things, Roberts said. He's the lawn and cleanup guy, I'm the painting guy, Roberts said. The DeMar Community Historical Foundation is affiliated with the Hayes and Greater Salina Community Foundations. We're raising funds to help sustain our efforts, Roberts said. The foundation launched a project called Double Down for DeMar. People were invited to purchase one of the colorful metal benches which are being placed around town. The purchaser's family name and pictures in acrylic are then placed on the bench. Morin bought one in honor of his grandparents, Stanislaus and Rosanna Morin. Stanislaus first lived in a dugout and then a soddy before they got their first wood frame home, Morin said. 19 benches have been sold, Roberts said. All told, 6 downtown buildings have been renovated in addition to the houses which have been repaired and repainted. It's just a great community, a modern town with all the modern conveniences, Morin said. Everybody looks out for everybody else, he said. There's low taxes, low crime rate, and friendly people, he said. Roberts appreciates the contrast with urban life. The city got to be too much traffic, he said. It takes me as long to drive to the medical clinic in Plainville as it took me to drive to my doctor when we were living in Denver, he said. Today, DeMar is a rural community of 112 people. Now that's rural. More information can be found at www.demarkansas.com. For foundation information, see www.demarcommunityhistoricalfoundation.org. Where is the cleanest little town in the U.S.? It just might be DeMar, Kansas, where houses have been repaired and repainted and downtown buildings have been renovated while citizen pride keeps the community clean. We commend Bob Morin, Kalen Roberts, and all those who are making a difference by supporting DeMar. Their continued success is like a clean sweep. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.